never miss a thing when you subscribe to the Mason and Remy podcast. Guess what? It's free.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Yo, yo, yo.
How are we feeling? We good? Remy, how are you? With the vibe check? Yeah.
So difficult. I was talking to my wife yesterday about how it's a Post Malone that has always tired underneath his eyes.
Yep.
That is how I feel all the time. And I don't know.
Maybe you should get it too.
I should. Yeah. That's who I should be for Halloween. I should be Post Malone.
Actually,
that's
actually
a good
really
Halloween
funny.
Costume.
Like you're Post Malone every day is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's just crazy how much sleep I get and how tired I still am.
Mm-hmm.
I laid down to take a nap yesterday for an hour, and 2 hours later, bless my wife's heart. Thank you so much.
Glad
for
she came
just
through.
Letting that happen.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like, I hit my alarm and just continued sleeping yesterday. Still tired. I don't know what's going on. I think it's the weather. That's what I'm going to blame.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to blame the cold. I'm going to blame the still wet sidewalk for the last 4 days.
Yeah, man.
So anyways, Casey, how are you doing?
That's the vibe.
The same. I slept so much last night, so much that I missed Taco Tuesday. But it was fine. Like, I super needed it. And today I woke up feeling a jillion times better.
That's good.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you're sometimes tired.
I'm sometimes tired. I mean, if the weather could get it together, that could definitely help. But for now, we're doing good. How are you, Mason?
I'm great. I'm feeling that seasonal thing, too. I think yesterday I went home and I sat down and I went, what's going on right now? But it is like this weather, the changing, the cold.
Yeah.
You have to change your entire wardrobe. I don't get to wear shorts anymore. And yeah, we're all tired.
It's supposed to be nicer this weekend. I heard that like Halloween's going to be like 60s. So
like I legit almost missed Taco Tuesday yesterday. I don't know why. Remy texted me. I'm never like, hey, you going to make it? Like I got that text message from from Remy yesterday. And I showed up like 4 minutes before the Scotty McCreary thing started.
Oh, Matt.
I don't know. My head's just not on straight. And I'm going to go with blaming the seasons as well. So that's the moral of the story today. You get a pass. Because it's all messed up.
It's all Mother Nature's fault.
I was on my way to Taco Tuesday. It got dark. What the hell? I guess we're falling back this weekend, too. So let's be ready for that. Merrimack Caverns 4-pack passes. Let's start the show and get the first caller right now. That can be you. Take home the Merrimack Caverns passes at 314-954-9230. Let's do this thing. Hello.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Ken.
First caller.
All right. Yeah.
What's going on this morning? Almighty Tim?
Oh, I'm driving into work.
What do you do?
I work construction, so I'm getting ready to go work in the mud.
It's cold mud too now. It's not fun.
Yeah.
Well, I know sometimes when it gets all rainy and stuff, they'll shut it down, but I guess some work is better than no work at this point, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Yep, thankful for construction workers. Someone's got to do it.
Yep, hard gig. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening. We'll get you a 4-pack of passes to Merrimack Caverns and dub thee the first caller of the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Ken. We appreciate that. All right, so if this were a regular year, you got invited to one of those Halloween parties like just this weekend. You have no plans for a costume, but what do you do now? 92.3 WIL. Mason and Remy, we were just chatting about this in the office yesterday. And whether it's you or the kids, what is the costume? Maybe it's on deck. I know for many years I had a mask in my closet as a kid. And if I randomly was like, hey, we're going to have a party, I would just grab that mask.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm adult, I have many Stormtrooper helmets that have been gifted to me because I'm a big Star Wars nerd. And people see that. It checks a box for them. I get Star Wars things. It's fine with me. I'm good with it. I have many Star Wars, like Darth Vader helmets, Stormtrooper helmets. I just grab one of those and be like, hey. You know what I mean?
Star Wars guy's here.
Hey, what's up? I'm a Stormtrooper. It's fine. It's easy. But what about you? And we can go around the room here. Remy, if it's you or the kids, it's up to you.
Well, it's funny because I think we came up with my costume earlier. I could just be Post Malone.
Yeah.
Always
I like
tired.
That for you.
Tattoos.
Right.
Temporary tattoos.
Right in cursive.
Or right with permanent marker or whatever.
Well, I mean.
The kids are going to be, I believe Emerson is going to be a cat this year. And Leo is going to be Spicerman.
Spicerman.
Oh. That's how he says it, Spicerman. He will be Spider-Man.
Got it. Oh, okay.
But it's so funny because my wife bought several different versions of the Spider-Man costume to see which one would fit best for him. He just like puts a mask on and like becomes Spider-Man.
Jumping around.
Just runs around the house.
Thwipping.
Like knows what to do.
Yeah, man.
So that's awesome. That's what they're going to be this year.
So does it at all spite you being a dog guy that your daughter wants to be a cat?
No.
No?
They always want what they don't have, right?
The opposite.
She's got a beautiful golden retriever named Riley. And she wants,
and she wants a
she
cat.
Wants a cat.
Dad hates cats.
Ugh, cannot stand cats. Casey, what are you going to do this year?
I feel like anytime you're invited to a Halloween costume party a little bit last minute, mm-hmm. you just have to throw together whatever you have with like the basics. Mm-hmm. I think this year it's going to be Sandy from Grease, because all you need is like some black clothes, red heels,
okay.
red lipstick, curl your hair, you're done.
You're okay, at the
so
end.
You're going to be the end Sandra.
The end one.
Attitude
yeah,
Sandy.
I don't have like the pink...
Pink ladies dress.
Pink ladies.
The 50 bop stuff. 50 bop thing.
Yeah. That's something I don't have in my closet.
Right. But you'd always goodwill it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, on the contrast of, like, wholesome Sandy to attitude Sandy, mm-hmm. she's got the costume for attitude Sandy.
Well,
she was only attitude well, Sandy. She was only attitude Sandy for, like, what, 6 minutes
at the end of the film.
So.
Right.
That'll be cool, though, if it's going to, especially, like, in a group costume. I've seen that. I've mm-hmm. seen that done before, too. But what about you? And again, put to the side. All of the restrictions and all the others. Let's just try and live in just like the mental world that's not a thing for a minute. Let your imagination run wild. I saw people talking about that with the premiere of This Is Us last night. I don't know if you saw anybody talking about that. It's very COVID heavy. And people were like, why are we talking? I want to get away.
Yeah, I want to cry about other things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if we can get away from that whole restraint, don't come at us with, well, because, you know, just... Follow along to party. Let us know. You can hit Instagram, Facebook, 92.3 WIL. Look us up and you can tell us what costume you would go with for this weekend, because it's spooky season and this is it. And then it's all turkey and stuffing after that. Be ready for it. 92.3 WIL. Mason and Remy, we were just chatting about what costume you go to. If they were suddenly like, there's a costume party this weekend. And ignore the fact that we're in the COVID world right now. Let's not talk about that. But if it were 2019. And they were like, hey, you want to go to this party? What would you do? What's your costume? Share it on Facebook, Instagram, 92.3 WIL. You go ahead.
So we have one underneath my parents' bed. It's Alf.
Alf? Alf? Like Alf or Elf?
Alf. A-L-F.
Alien life form. I eat cats. I'm from Melmac. Alf?
Uh-huh.
All right. Love it. Love it.
And just whenever there is some sort of a party, you could just go to that costume?
Yeah.
Also, why is it under your parents' bed?
Because it was kind of a...
So many questions.
A thing that was borrowed from a friend that they didn't want torn up by the kids.
Mm. Gotcha. Wait, and now, is this just a mask or is this the full thing?
Oh, it's just the mask. Dang. You got to make the full thing.
Dang.
It'd be like a mini Chewbacca costume for the rest of it, right?
Yeah.
He was just a hairy thing.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents scared me as a kid a lot.
Well, they have an elf costume under the bed, and I don't know what's scary about that at all. But
oh, my gosh.
Right. Thanks, man. We appreciate the call. Have a good one, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Share with us your costume on the 92.3 WIL Facebook or Instagram. We want to see what you would be wearing.
Mason and Remy at the Unprofessional News Desk with the Big Three Stories on 92.3 WIL.
Call! Strike three! The Dodgers win! Finally, the wait is over. The Dodgers are the champions of 2020.
You can tell he wrote that out, by the way, and like memorized it.
I mean, that's a moment for them. It is a moment,
but I feel like I go back to the Chris Kerber call when the Blues won. And that sounded so organic and pure, and this sounded so scripted. Anyways, the Dodgers won their first World Series since 1988. I'm just saying, we have great announcers here in St. Louis.
We do. And I believe Vin Scully, the legendary LA Dodgers call man, retired last year.
Yeah.
So is this the guy that replaced him? Because it might not be the best year for that.
Yeah. So first World Series win since 1988. And then the game got really weird. Mm-hmm. Third baseman Justin Turner was pulled from the game in the eighth inning after a positive COVID test. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple conspiracies here. Well, why did he come back out onto the field during the celebration?
Yeah.
Why was he out there kissing his girlfriend or wife? Probably, you know, they live together, probably already anyway.
I think and these are all questions we know the answers to.
Yeah. there's an ESPN report that's saying that perhaps they knew before this game that he had a positive test and then played him anyway.
Right, which happens in sports. It's the biggest game of your career.
Yeah, I mean, they won. So there's probably a lot of him that's like, who cares? Like,
right.
I'm going to celebrate with my team.
I wonder if you go around to the team then at that point and you go, listen, guys, my man over here has a positive. are you good with him if I play him?
And yeah. You know, it's the World Series.
Right.
So they're like, yeah.
Right. And man, did Tampa blow it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw any of
that. They had the lead most of the game.
They pulled Snell. He was only at 70 some odd pitches. Even dude in the post game was like, I don't know. I trust my stuff.
Yeah.
And basically, the mistakes were made, and the Dodgers ended up winning.
Yeah,
insane.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's awesome for them. There's also an investigation now underway after President Trump's re-election website was hacked yesterday. If you went there by any reason, and you may have seen a post on the page that read, "The world has had enough of the fake news from President Trump." That website has been restored now.
Okay.
I am so surprised that this is the only time that this has happened on either one of the party's websites, like either Biden or Trump.
Yeah.
I just feel like the website would probably be the easiest target for hackers.
Yeah, well, imagine the team that the president of the United States has behind him. Like, you better have the IT team to keep a Wix website going.
You're right.
Squarespace ad.
That's right.
And Krispy Kreme is giving voters sweet treats on election day. Ooh. So next Tuesday, if you want to stop by Krispy Kreme on your way out of the polls, they are hooking everybody up with a free glazed donut, which I feel like they do anyway. Mm-hmm. If you buy a dozen donuts, I think you get one to enjoy while you're in the checkout line. The company says that it's a thank you for casting a ballot. Stores will be handing out I voted stickers. There you go, Mason.
Hey, I got a pen when I voted early and I call shenanigans.
They'll be handing out I voted stickers, which I'm sure will be adorned with the Krispy Kreme logo. And I'm sure that this is also one of many places that will be offering free food or free appetizers or something for voting. So kudos to Krispy Kreme for doing that. My mouth is watering right now because I just want some Krispy Kreme.
We are just, I'm a fat guy. It was like Dunkin' Donuts, now Krispy Kreme. Where the donuts at? Who's bringing them today? Where are the donuts at?
Yeah.
Ashley McBride is the catch of the day on 92.3 WIL New Country for the STL.
I love her.
Yeah, she's my freaking girl.
She's been great. Awesome. I don't know who this guy is that called us out on Twitter the other day. I don't know if you guys ever follow that, but like Ashley McBride's like up there on the CMTs and they're like, play more Ashley McBride. And we're like playing it. They're tagging us like these stations. I hate it.
He's like, you guys suck.
They don't listen. People don't listen. They just tag us and go like, meh.
Well, also I looked at that guy and he had about 2 followers and then he followed us. So I was like, how are you going to talk ish and then give us the follow? Well,
that's Twitter. If I ever heard it. If I ever notice me, senpai.
But I think that people are so used to radio stations not playing as many women.
You're right.
Just generalize
and
like
that was
we're
a problem,
not, and
for sure.
We definitely are playing a lot more now.
We
so.
See the force that Ashley McBride is bringing, and I hope when concerts come back, you would come out to support her if she had a show. Right? Like, I look at that, the shows that we would have at Hollywood Casino, Riverport, whatever, that sell out, and then have a second show. And I hope that when artists like Ashley McBride come through, you're going to that show.
Deserves it.
Right.
That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So if you like the song, let us know. Facebook, you can always go there, or 92.3WIL.com. The catch of the day is always posted if you want to hear the song. Again, more suspicion. More secrets.
Mm-hmm.
More questions from Remy, who says he knows something.
It's y'all.
He says he knows something about us.
You don't know nothing.
We don't know what he knows. Nobody knows what Remy knows. Apparently, somebody knows. But he won't tell us anything.
No, because I want you guys to do it.
We'll figure this out. Another good Taco Tuesday last night from Sports and Social with Scotty McCreary. And I believe that's still there, right? You can still see that? You know, sometimes the artist will be like, okay, I performed on the live. Now take it down.
Yeah, it's up.
But Scotty McCreary joined us last night from Chateau McCreary in Nashville. And played 5 songs with us, did some Q&A. Lots of folks showed up for the live stream. And if you want to go back and see Scotty, you can.
He said that they're the house that always has the Halloween party every year.
Mm-hmm.
But this year they're not doing that. They're going to have a small get-together. He said some families in town in Nashville, and they're going to go to that house and have a small like family gathering. But it's got to be tough to like be the party.
Yeah.
We're going to the McCreary's tonight.
Yeah.
You know, for Halloween.
Normally, every year.
Yeah, normally. And then it just doesn't, you can't.
I'm not implicating that Scotty might be lying to us, but if I was Scotty, I wouldn't tell you I was having that party too.
Yeah, I would lie to you.
Of course not.
Yeah. And we can take things at face value. That's the end of that sentence. But, you know, whatever. He certainly...
I trust him. I don't see them doing a big bash like they normally would. Can you imagine all of those country artists that would be implicated
after
that?
Probably not the same as it normally would be, absolutely. But you won't see them because everybody won't post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
They know it's good.
Phones at the dough.
For that party. But if you want to go back and hear some Scotty songs, it's just kind of him and the guitar kind of playing for us. He had his I Voted sticker on.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about Halloween. And we talked a lot about what it takes to get a show back. Because he had a show in September. Mm-hmm. I was reading just before we did the interview that he was back on stage like a month ago. And I was like, hey, how do we make that happen here? Mm-hmm. Like, tell me, you see it from your side. And we talked about a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember that we went down memory lane a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right after... He won, like, the night, like, the morning after he won American Idol, we were in Nashville mm-hmm. for CMA Fest.
He was 17 years old.
And they brought him and Lauren Elena around to all of the radio stations that were there.
You're just cattle. Like, after you win American Idol, they just bring you in there.
It's so cool to think that, like, we've had 10 years with Scotty McCreery, and we've had multiple interviews. We've been in music videos and stuff like that. And it's just fun to see how he is now in comparison to how he was then.
Mm-hmm. He's just a kid. But was he's big, like, been locked them doors. Remember that?
Yeah, he's like, I got baseball practice after this, you know, aww. When we first met him. But yeah. Now he's like, I've married.
Married, exactly.
Yeah, so it's really cool to see him kind of grow up in the country world.
We forget he was going through and doing those songs during that Facebook live stream. And you're like, oh, I forgot he had that song. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got jams.
Yeah.
You may not even know it. So if you want to check that out, it's posted. You can find 92.3 WIL on Facebook. I know we were streaming live on our YouTube as well. The videos are there if you have not. Subscribe. It's free. So if you missed it yesterday, Remy is, I'm going to say, aggressively coming at us, saying that he knows something.
Coming at you.
He says that we are keeping a secret, and he won't tell us what it is. I think he thinks, so Casey and I, he says, one of us has something that is going to affect the show. One of us has something yep. that is going to affect all of us. And it's a big deal. And he says he knows about it. So really only Casey and I can speculate about what that might be. I don't know. But also it's Remy, so I don't know if there's even anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if we've done anything sketchy lately. And I just don't think that we have.
Do you feel an ounce of guilt, maybe? Maybe some information that you should have shared with everyone?
I really do pick and choose information that I withhold around here. Hmm. Obviously.
Wait, why?
<You don't, laughs> because we're on the air.
You don't tell us everything?
No, I don't tell you everything because I don't know what you're going to say in front of a mic.
So what happened was I found out last week, saw an email, not from your computers, was not snooping on your computers.
Yeah, sure. It's cool, dude. I believe you.
Seen in an email. And then heard the Talk Talks Friday night. Overheard some jibber-jabber back and forth.
Speaking of the Talk Talks, my professional broadcasting friend over here has all the terms.
And then yesterday, like I was like 95% confirmed. And then yesterday... 100% confirmed.
Oh, so you didn't even like fully know that you were accusing us of something until mm-hmm. yesterday?
I was 95% sure, which is good for me.
Well, what happened yesterday?
Yeah, what changed?
What'd you hear?
I actually talked to someone in the office.
Okay. Who? Almost.
Yeah.
What? I'm not going to tell you who. I talked to someone that 100% confirmed us. Someone that is above us.
Super
I'll say
weird.
That.
It's super weird because...
Someone that is above us.
He wants us.
Most people are.
Right. He wants us to tell him a thing, but he won't tell us anything.
Because I want someone with good morals and values to come up and be like, you know what? This was going on.
I want it to be like, it feels like it should be, oh, I ate whoever's sandwich out of the out of the fridge. But the fridge is closed.
Yeah, and there's no food.
But then you're like, how does that affect the show? How does that affect the station? Oh, it doesn't. Go back into your minds.
Don't know if I got that far down the path.
What did you sign up for?
Was I running late one day?
No.
I was almost late last night, but
nothing to do with being late. And everything to do with just being open and honest, I think. So.
Yeah, I'm like one of the most honest people. I don't hold much back. I have a hard time holding back when I'm supposed to hold back.
Look, I know you guys think that this is like, oh, it's just Remy. He's probably making a big deal out of nothing.
We don't know. That's, you know, boy who cries wolf.
This is not... Nothing.
It feels a little blackmail-y.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Like you're just going to expose someone right. if they don't do what you want?
I will expose if it's not exposed before next week.
What can we do to stop Remy from exposing?
What hurt your feelings so bad?
You? What's wrong?
Someone in this room. I'll say that. Someone in this room hurt my feelings. I thought we had trust. And we do not.
What about the other person? Let me speculate for a second. Say it's me. Would this hurt Casey's feelings?
Yes.
And if it were Casey, and it would hurt my feelings?
Yes.
But I don't know about it, so I don't have hurt feelings.
Exactly.
So when I or Casey find out about it, someone's going to be butt hurt? It's
yeah,
not
someone
good,
that will
right?
be, it will be hurt feelings. Yeah, so there will be hurt feelings.
Okay, I don't like that.
Because
things get messy when you bring feelings into it.
Well, life is about experiences, and this is just an experience that, you know, won't happen for all of us. We'll say that.
Does that mean anything to you, Casey?
I am so confused.
I am so confused.
I feel like one of these times, one of these phrases is going to trigger something, and you're going to be like, oh, that's what he's talking about. You have until Monday before I expose you.
Okay, well.
Or myself, one of the two.
Can't, well,
or yourself,
now,
exactly.
Now I'm hoping that that's not what happens.
I think it's you.
You think it's me?
I think you're trying to trick me.
Weird twist. He's overcompensating.
What a turn of events that would be. It's not. It's not.
I don't know if I can believe him.
It's not.
There's only so many times. When we're like trusting Remy and he does things like, call and tell us where you're going. Like
it's what? You.
How much? It's me?
Or you.
Oh, that's not helpful.
Bringing Nashville to St. Louis with Casey Covers Country on 92.3 WIL.
It finally happened.
It did.
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are engaged.
Hey, all right.
Finally.
And like everyone knew they were great together. They're close to each other's families. They quarantined with her kids at his house. They have mansions together. They do The Voice. They've got like 3 duets together.
Yeah.
So we knew they were in it for the long haul, but now it's official.
How do you know that a Hollywood couple is going to get married? They buy a $17 million mansion before, right? They just bought a house in Hollywood.
You know,
wherever.
I was a little suspect. I remember seeing something about Blake and Gwen doing a bunch of recording and clearing the holidays. Like, they're like, we're not doing anything from November till whenever. I don't know if that's just because of the TV schedule. But I was like, oh, are they going to go get married and have a honeymoon? When I first had that thought. Now it might actually be.
Mm-hmm.
I always wonder how that goes with a celebrity couple. Like, do they go ring shopping? Who buys the ring? Who's, like, is it?
I think
like,
it's pretty much just like it goes with a regular couple. I'm sure he just, like.
It's been 5 years.
Also, you're right. It's been 5 years, and they're both, like, 40-something-year-old adults, so they probably talk about, hey, we're going to do this, right?
Yeah,
What kind should I get?
What was the like, rule of thumb? A certain percentage of 3 months' salary?
3 months' salary.
What do you think that is for Blake Shelton?
Yeah.
3 months' salary on that engagement ring.
I'd say probably, like, $2 or $3 million.
It's a boulder.
Yeah.
She should have a boulder on her hand.
But Gwen Stefani to me seems like she has a very unique style. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's very custom. Yeah. I don't know.
Also, the picture they chose to post, it's not like an up close of her hand. So you can't really see it. And the ring doesn't look huge from far away.
Yeah, it looks like a normal engagement ring.
Yeah. You never know.
Do you think they'll sell the pictures of the actual engagement ring?
They'll do a photo
shoot.
People
magazine.
I'm sure it's already out on the way.
I doubt it. But also, I wouldn't doubt if they didn't do that because this is kind of a very subtle announcement. It's just a photo of them together saying, okay, it happened.
Yeah, they both kind of, the same photo from both of them.
Same photo,
You know what I mean? So, and I think that it's about time. A lot of us have asked that question for what feels like years now. This is, I think, going to be his third marriage.
Third?
Oh, yeah. He was married to somebody before Miranda.
Whoa.
Yep.
Oh, dang.
Scandal. And she, of course, was married to Gavin Rossdale from Bush for a long time. They've got kids together, so yep. I'm happy for them. And now they can officially start making all that money together under contract by law.
He said, hey, Gwen Stefani, thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life. Aww. Love you.
Good work.
Super nice.
That's awesome.
Well, you can see that photo on the 92.3 WIL socials.
Get that old softy.
Mason and Remy at the Unprofessional News Desk with the Big Three Stories on 92.3 WIL.
And how a tragic incident can feel yet again like our systems fail to protect black men. But my commitment to understanding that anguish and to accomplishing truly lasting reforms is unwavering.
Philadelphia is still kind of going through it right now. Looting being reported in Philadelphia as crowds take to the streets over the death of a black man killed by police. It's the second night of unrest after the death of Walter Wallace. He was killed on Monday when confronted by officers with a knife. I believe there were also some protests and looting in Brooklyn as well. I wouldn't doubt if more cities report,
that
kind of a thing. Those protests or riots or whatever you want to call them for the next couple days because of this. And the St. Louis Pandemic Task Force reported the highest number of coronavirus hospitalizations in the St. Louis area since early May.
Everything's fine. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. The task force reported 394 hospitalizations, an increase of 8 from the previous day. Oh. The 7-day average of hospitalizations also increased from 360 to 366, and they had 460 yesterday. So the total hospitalizations are going up. Again, a lot of these are coming from the rural areas, and they're coming into, like, you know, Mercy's and your Barnes Jewish and that kind of thing.
Complicated stuff from out in the rural areas come here to be treated because we have the best, you know.
Exactly,
doctors.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the things of having one of the best hospitals.
Double-edged sword.
In the nation, you know, you've got Barnes Jewish, but then we've got such a heavy community of hospitals here in the St. Louis area. So, sure. And one of those things that you really can't believe that's happening, but it is happening. So apparently there's a new trend on TikTok where people are super gluing vampire teeth to their own teeth.
Oh no.
Like super gluing.
Using straight up super glue gel right there on their teeth.
Is this surprising to you? For some reason, I'm not surprised. We talked about teeth filing once before, and you seem like you're on.
I just don't understand the obsession
just hits
with
me a little different.
Like we gotta stop putting things in our mouth, guys. Like
other
with TikTok,
food.
Like Tide Pods super glue.
It's like you can super glue something to your teeth. That doesn't mean it's gonna stay there forever.
Also,
it's still gonna come off, and it's still probably gonna screw with your teeth.
Yeah.
And age old, just because you can, maybe you shouldn't. Doesn't mean you should.
Doctors and dentists are saying not only could you poison yourself, but the potential damage to your teeth is super serious. Dentists say you could wind up destroying your enamel, damaging your gum tissue, or even losing teeth because you did this. So don't super glue anything.
Yeah, I think they have Halloween safe glue for that.
Yeah, just buy those 50-cent plastic Dracula teeth that don't fit your mouth.
Right.
It'll be funnier anyway. You don't have to look like a real. You don't have to look like a real vampire.
Yeah, that's weird.
We're not doing Twilight stuff.
That's
okay.
Too much. Let's play Mason versus Remy and get our contestants on the phone. Even though I have no chance of winning this month, Remy's ahead by like 5 or 6, and there's only a few days left. But that doesn't mean that you still don't have a chance to win and take home some good stuff. You guys, I don't know if you realize it, but it's the Battle of O'Fallon's today.
Oh.
Tanya in O'Fallon, Illinois, say hi to Marissa in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hey.
Real quick debate. Better O'Fallon. You have 10 seconds.
It's Missouri.
Well, I've only been down here 2 years, so I love O'Fallon, Illinois.
Okay.
All right. I'm here in Missouri. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Let's see. Tanya, you were on the phone first. So as Mason versus Remy goes, you will choose Mason or Remy to compete for you. I'll remind you that Remy is winning this month and is doing pretty
That's
well.
Okay. I'm going to go with Mason.
Okay. Tanya, I appreciate the loyalty and the support, even though it has not been my best time. If I do win, Tanya, you will get the choice of the Kane Brown virtual meet and greet or the Missouri Lottery holiday scratchers. But if Remy takes it, Marissa, that's on you. Either way, O'Fallon's winning big today.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. All right, guys. Hold on real quick. We'll come back in just a few and play the game. What are we doing today, Casey? I should have asked earlier.
It's the Facebook Marketplace Price is Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah!
All right.
Yeah.
So describe what that means. Because I have to pull up the theme song.
Oh, okay. So that means that I'm going to grab a few things off the Facebook Marketplace and show the guys the images, but not the prices or the info, and they have to try and guess the price. Whoever gets closest without going over gets the point. Also, the images are up on the 92.3 WIL Facebook page, so you can go look at them too.
I'm going to go look now.
I see them.
All right.
I see them.
So well, Remy is currently researching the Facebook Marketplace. Is that what I'm hearing?
I just got there faster.
All right.
That's all right.
All right, I'm looking at them right now. I am ready. Ooh, I see something in my wheelhouse. Hello. let's go. What's first? What are we doing here?
Mason, you can go first.
I'm ready.
First up, we have a 1995 Gulfstream Conquest. Mm-hmm. What is this? Like an RV?
Yeah,
or
recreational
a camper?
Vehicle.
Right, right. Like, it's a truck with living quarters in it. Almost a bigger van. Right? 1995 Gulfstream Conquest. It runs?
It runs.
Yeah.
It's good to go. It's got a central vacuum.
Oh.
Rear and side view cameras.
Oh.
Bose speakers and smart TVs on the inside.
Okay. All right.
They don't have any pictures of the inside, but sounds like it's...
They're just in their inboxes.
They, yeah. want you to come over and check it
they're
out
just
for yourself.
Physically in there.
Come on in and hop in the bus. I'm going to win a bagel. We'll see it all. 1995.
Coming at you from Carondelet Park.
Coming at you from Carondelet. Does it say the mileage by any chance? Because it looks nice. And if it's got those upgrades, it's not bad. It doesn't have the mileage?
No, it's not listed.
Wow. Okay, that's kind of like a
sketch.
It's 95, so I'm going to guess if it's been used.
You want to go first?
No. That's it's probably got over 100.
Why don't you want
to be my guess?
I mean, I can go first if you want me to go first.
I do now that you don't want to go first.
So I would say this 1995 Gulfstream Conquest. I believe the Conquest was like a middle trim level for this year. It's not got all the bells and whistles, but it's not the baseline.
What do you know about RVs?
I'm going to say, and it's got Mama's Attic up on top right there. It's got a little sleeper. I would say that this RV is $11,550.
$11,550, he says. Man, with those upgrades, 95. That's 25-year-old. I'm going to go, I have to go more than, do I? Does it say if it runs?
It does run. Okay. It runs. It's also, I mean, keep in mind, like, me and this thing came out the womb at the same time. So.
You guys are both born off the same assembly line. The same year.
The Casey Conquest.
No, it's not okay. Not okay anymore, and I apologize for saying that. I shouldn't have done that. I'm going to go 12,000. I'm going to have to go more because I can't see it being less. And I'm sorry, Remy.
That's all right.
I'm going to go 12.
That's all right.
This 1995 Gulfstream Conquest RV is $1,600.
Yeah, boy! Yeah! That's a steal!
Well, that's because they didn't put the mileage on there.
$1,600?
They didn't put pictures of the inside
on
there.
I feel like you could just sell the TVs out of that and make close to that.
Yeah. Sketch City.
The upgrades that you talked about are worth more than that.
I feel like I feel like $1,600 means is stolen.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
But I'll take that.
All right. Yeah, Remy got a point.
Okay.
You'll like this next one though, I think.
Yeah, next is an Atari.
Oh, why do you know so much about what's going on here, Remy?
Because I see the pictures in front of me.
She could have gone with the other one. Okay.
It's number two on the list.
Okay.
Anyways, it's an Atari. Mm-hmm. Does it run?
An Atari that
runs. How many miles
runs?
Are on it?
It comes with every game made.
Wow.
For the Atari.
That changes everything. How many games were made for the Atari?
Dude, I don't know. This person says they got every game made and they're willing to throw that in. Also coming at you from South City.
Okay.
Is this the only picture provided?
That's the only one.
So I'm just to believe that there are 526 cartridges somewhere that's going to come with this?
Yep.
Because I know how many games came for the Atari.
Well, it says they will throw them in. So it doesn't necessarily, that's the price that it is, that isn't included with those games?
I'm going to say yes. These are included.
They're
with
included
Atari.
With, okay.
Yeah.
This is a collector's item
how
at this point.
How much would you pay for an Atari on its own?
Remy, probably not much.
I have no idea.
I would not pay much for an Atari at all.
No, they have the classic Atari for you not fans. You want the stock model.
Yeah.
When you're an enthusiast like myself.
Okay. So you go first.
Okay. I'm going to say probably, I would like to say 500, but I'm going to go 200.
Okay.
I mean, I'll go 300.
It's 100.
Oh, would you get all the games with it?
Yeah, I don't know if the person that's selling this really gets it.
I don't know if they know how many games are actually. You have all the games I have, which and all that's pictured is Space Invaders.
This is also stolen.
Isn't everything on Facebook Marketplace? Yeah. I'm sorry, I thought that was a general rule.
All right,
it's a good
We are tied. Tiebreaker.
Last thing.
Mm-hmm.
A radio flyer all-terrain wagon.
All-terrain.
This is perfect.
An all-terrain
for
wagon.
For trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
For little Christmas picks. For when you have a little toddlers, you throw them in there.
Yeah.
This is cute.
Wag them around the zoo.
Wag them around.
Yep. Pumpkin so patch.
This one.
Very seasonal.
Does it have a year on this at all?
This looks new.
It says it's great condition.
Mm-hmm.
and it's only slightly used.
It's so got the wooden upside. We didn't have that when I was a kid. It was unsafe when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was just the
red part.
The metal crate.
It's the red part. Yeah.
This has all-terrain tires on it, which does. Is an upgrade.
That looks shiny.
You can go through the grass.
I told you it said all-terrain, and you two laughed.
Mountainous regions. I'm gonna say this is $65. $65 for the radio flyer. I think they retail at like $90.
I'm gonna go.
I have what it retails as.
Oh, I'm gonna go 30. I'm gonna go 30 on this. Remy said 60. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said 30.
It retails as 140 brand new.
Actual retail price. $140. What is it?
But this one is $50.
Dang it. Woo. So that means.
Mason won.
Mason won. What?
I did not see that coming.
Hey, Tanya. It was because of the Atari.
Whatever. Right? That's always an excuse. But congratulations, Tanya. Do you want the Missouri Lottery Holiday Scratchers or do you want the Kane Brown Virtual Meet and Greet? What would you like?
I think I'll do Kane Brown.
Sounds good. Chance at some cash for O'Fallon, Missouri for Marissa. Thank you both for playing.
Thank you.
And we'll do it again tomorrow. Celebrity garbage time. I'm going to take a look at some things that have been popping around. Jon Stewart is apparently making a return to television. If you knew Jon Stewart from The Daily Show when he left.
I feel like I have to look that up. I don't
Trevor
know.
Noah. You don't know Jon Stewart? Daily Show?
Jon Stewart. The Jon Stewart?
DJ Stu? I know Trevor Noah.
Jay Stu. Yeah, so he's the guy before him.
No, I don't know this guy.
He's the guy before him. Wow. That's crazy to me. He was also in movies. Comedian, Jon Stewart. Will be returning. Apparently, Apple has hired him to do a show. He's going to be part of the Apple TV service.
Okay.
So I know he's done a lot of good work for like veterans and people who have suffered after 9/11, so I'm happy to see Jon. He's got millions. Dude doesn't necessarily need a job, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I know he had a lot of fans.
He feels like he probably needs a platform still, and he doesn't really have that as much as he used to with The Daily Show. But
that's a good point.
I don't know. I think he's a good
dude.
He's funny.
Smart man wait until after the election to get back on television.
Yeah.
I think. The other story that I was watching, and I don't know exactly the reaction of how it's going to be, but you know the guys from South Park. They're always willing to kind of cross the line a little bit to offend on South Park, at least.
Always, yeah. 110%.
They have a new show. They have a new show that they're working on. You know what a deep fake is?
Yeah, when they put like someone else's face on another body, but it looks exactly.
So basically, yeah. I could have Remy in front of a camera and through whatever program with whoever you want, I could put a different face on him.
Yes.
And that person will then look like whoever saying and acting out all the things. You've seen these apps where it's like, oh, it's going to put my face on a dude from Great Gatsby and all these, you know what I mean? There's all these different photos. There are apps that do that. They're all stealing your information. What Trey Parker and Matt Stone have done is put the president's face on a sassy journalist and are making this show called Sassy Justice.
Yeah.
But I don't think that this is going to be the only thing. I think they're going to do a series of deep fake videos putting different people's faces on different actors and actresses and basically making it look like these people are doing some stuff that they would not normally be doing.
It's scary how
real
this looks. I've seen some of these deep fakes before and like you could literally have a whole entire like campaign, propaganda, whatever you wanted to put out there. And if they didn't know about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
there are talks about how these programs that do this are being banned because people are worried about
it. I feel like they should be at this point until there's some form of like regulation on how to deal with this. Because right now, the internet really like the Wild West. Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I suppose these guys could have done campaign commercials for any candidate they want.
Yeah.
If they really wanted to.
Like I think about Russia, I think about Iran, I think about China and these guys like doing stuff like this and you not knowing. You know what I mean?
I guess in North Korea, we could be all over the news.
We could be.
And it could be the president going, I love North Korea and we love everybody here.
We might have a radio show in North Korea. Who knows?
I bet I'm sure that they would pick someone else. But it's possible. So just interesting to see what the guys from South Park who have been doing that forever are now working on in their free time. And finally, if 2020 is bringing you some trouble, Chris Hemsworth is going to help with a new affirmation video on Instagram. Mm.
Affirmations that positively, absolutely, probably, most likely won't make your 2020 worse.
Nothing heals the petty arguments of lockdown like the salty sea air.
He's meditating on a rock with the waves washing over him in this video.
Just if you can't actually get there because of, you know, the lockdowns, let your mind transport you there. Close your eyes. Imagine vast, open waters. No walls, no rules, no sanitization, nothing. Let the waves gently lap against you, carrying you toward better days. Freer days.
Okay, so the water just washes him over. I'm showing the video on the Instagram right here.
Sorry,
in the studio.
I was actually visualizing. Is he shirtless? He's not shirtless.
No, but there are several different videos that he is giving these affirmations in where he's just kind of sitting and talking and random things happening. There's a dog in one of them. In this one, he gets knocked over and rolled. Watch this wave come in and just like knock him off of his meditation vibe.
2019, kind of days. So peaceful. So soothing. So pushy. It's all just so blue, so very, very blue, that the possibilities wash over you.
Gosh, his voice is
hang
so
on, little
good.
Starfish, hang on.
So good.
Everything about him is so good.
Yeah.
There are several of these videos. I'm going to post his Instagram.
Hang on, little starfish, hang on. And if you get knocked down, just claw your way back again.
I believe these are all promotion for some CrossFit platform thing.
Oh, yeah. He's got a program.
But if you need some pecs in your life, there's Chris Hemsworth.
They should pay him to do one of those meditation
apps.
Sleep guided. Apps.
Yeah.
Those
guided
relaxation apps. Him reading you a bedtime story.
Okay. I'd listen to that. Absolutely. I think anybody would, really.
Hang on, little starfish. Hang on.
I think it's great. If you want to find that and more, it's all on Facebook. It's 92.3 WIL. I'll put that on the Facebook page so you can see all of Chris Hemsworth and his new affirmations.
The Big Three Stories on 92.3 WIL.
It's moving at about 14 miles per hour, I think, presently. When it makes landfall, it should be in the 20-mile-an-hour range and potentially a little bit faster than that.
I feel like that piece of audio sounds so reminiscent of every hurricane that we've seen this year. It's been crazy.
It's been almost 30, it feels
like. Yeah, Zeta is now a Category 1 hurricane, expected to be a Category 2 when it makes landfall later today. Current winds are at 75 miles per hour right off the Gulf Coast. It's expected to reach Louisiana, although Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida all have hurricane warnings and watches. They're saying the biggest thing with this is going to be the wind, not so much the rain, 4 to 6 inches. Have you heard from your family, Casey?
My family is still going strong.
Okay, cool.
They're going to stay down there.
I would imagine if it's only going to be a Category 2.
Where are they again?
When it hits. They're in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, pretty close to New Orleans.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So every time there's a hurricane, we check in with Casey's family whether or not they've left.
Yeah, because that's how you know how bad it is. Right. Whether they're going to leave or not tells you.
The residents of that area who know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Hopefully this is the last hurricane we have to deal with this year. Knock on whatever wood. Mask up at the airport or pay a $50 fine. This if you're going through New York or New Jersey. Anyone seen without a mask at Kennedy International, LaGuardia, or Newark Liberty International Airports will be fined starting Monday. I have a feeling that this will probably have a trickle-down effect to all the major airports in the United States.
Yeah.
$50, I feel like, is kind of low. But officers say I'm serious. I mean,
so it could be a lot higher, I think. Yeah,
and they're also giving.
Now, I'm not saying I want any of it. I'm not saying I want it higher. Oh, God. We're just saying 50 is not a lot of money.
Officers will first give a reminder and even hand out a mask to those who need one. So if you end up at the airport, maybe you forget. Look, there's hundreds of things you need to remember when you're traveling.
And then when you wear it like Borat, they'll fine you $50.
Yeah, right.
That's kind of how it's going to go.
So they'll hand you one the first time. If you refuse to wear it, like we've seen so many of those videos, people that refuse to wear then you'll be fined.
I saw there was a list of hundreds of people that have been banned from flying from different airlines because of it.
Delta had like 600
people that
or something like that.
Are now on a cannot fly list. Yeah.
And Bud Light announced yesterday that it has come out with a holiday-themed seltzer pack.
Ooh.
So we got new flavors coming with the Bud Light seltzer. I've tried all of them.
Have you? What do you think? What's your favorite?
I'm just a lime guy. Just a regular old lime guy over here. Maybe the mango for you?
I like strawberry.
Strawberry?
Okay. I like them all, though. Like, hand me any of them.
Yeah, they're pretty delicious. But now for the holiday season, they've unveiled three new flavors. Peppermint patty.
Ooh.
Mm. Ginger snap.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that's like a ginger ale, maybe.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like a peppermint seltzer would be all right.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Cranberry?
Yeah.
My favorite on this list, and may become my favorite overall, apple crisp.
Ooh,
it just sounds delicious,
doesn't seltzer,
it?
Apple seltzer,
Apple seltzer. So those new flavors will be a part of a Bud Light seltzer pack called the Ugly Sweater Pack. It's only here for the holidays.
I like that.
Can I wear the pack as an ugly sweater?
Sure, why not?
All right.
The actual design of the box is pretty cool, too. So that announced yesterday. I don't know when that's going to be out, but I would imagine here after Halloween, expect to see that on store shelves. So Bud Light Seltzer and their new holiday pack. Go check out the Big Three stores. I also posted that up on the website, 923WIL.com.
It's Keith Urban, 923WIL, new country for the STL. Mason and Remy, let's look at sports. Man, Tampa Bay blew the World Series last night, you guys. Like, yeah. It just was gone. And I think that their manager, I don't know if he'll get, like, canned today, but if I was in the office there, I'd have some questions for him.
Yeah. I don't know the pulling of Snell, like, why, if you only have one game left, period.
Maybe they wanted to save him for it,
yeah,
if they thought. I don't know. But he was 70 some odd pitches in. They were up by one, and I guess he let a guy go or something like that, and so they switched up the pitcher. And then that guy let a couple more Dodgers go, and then the Dodgers end up winning the World Series. Their first one in 32 years. Rosarena had 10 home runs in just the postseason, and he was supposed to be a Cardinal. And we traded him for whatever reason. I don't know. I saw that 10 home runs in just the postseason is something that I think I wish that we saw during the regular season from some Cardinals. Would have been great.
Yeah. But congratulations to the Dodgers.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We won't worry about that right now. Congrats, Dodgers are World Series champions. And what's the name of this guy? The redheaded guy who had the COVID test, do you know?
Turner?
What is it?
Turner?
I don't know. It's Redbeard over here.
Justin Turner.
Redbeard over here on the Dodgers apparently gets a COVID-19 test that comes back positive. How is he in the game? And then 8 innings in, they go, oh, maybe we should take him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's back out on the field celebrating with the World Series trophy, the rest of his teammates kissing his wife, while the Fox Sports graphic says, this guy's got COVID-19. Like, literally, you will see that photo going around. It's a picture of him kissing his girlfriend or wife or whatever on the field. It says Fox Sports Live.
Yeah.
And down underneath, it says this guy had a COVID-19 test come back positive.
Yeah, when you guys first showed me that this morning, my first thought was, whoa, this is crazy. But as the day goes on, I'm like, yeah, it's the World Series. Of course they played him. Of course he doesn't care. He's out there with his boys and his wife. Mm-hmm. It just is one of those things.
I wonder if it's one of them. Like, you know, in a lot of those big game matches, those, whether it's the Super Bowl or the World Series, a lot of athletes play through injury.
Yeah.
Whether it's a leg or an arm or a
neck.
You want
to play. You don't want to
miss the bench. Right. You don't want to miss the biggest game of possibly your career.
Yeah. I just hate that this is the story that came out of the World Series win was Turner's COVID positive test. You know what I mean?
Like, we are in a world of what the news is not the news. You know, LA wins the World Series. That's the news. But what's the story?
Yeah, what's the story?
You know what I'm saying?
What's the angle?
There's something else. He tweeted last night, thanks to everyone for reaching out. I feel great. No symptoms at all. Just experienced every emotion possibly imaginable. Can't believe I couldn't be out there to celebrate with my guys. The pictures I saw. You were out there with...
I think he means after.
The after party, maybe?
Maybe. But did it matter at that point? You guys were all just hugging. You might as well just keep hugging.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if he actually was out partying with his guys, but you know, he had to say that.
Yeah, you do. It's all optics, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? He said he's so unbelievably happy for the city of LA, so proud of this team. Yeah, LA Dodgers are your World Series champions.
There you go.
I just said in the studio earlier, they beat the Cardinals a lot over the last several years, but they have not made it all the way through the big dance, and now they did. Congrats to the Dodgers. Finally, we'll look here at football. Mizzou plays the Gators on Saturday. The Illini play Purdue. The Saints are in Chicago to play the Bears. And the winless New York Jets are on their way to Kansas City to be eaten up by Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. You can expect all that in sports this weekend. That's it.
In a world of bad news, here's what's awesome with Mason and Remy on New Country 92.3.
A restaurant owner in the Chicago area coping with the devastating layoffs, closures. Obviously, restaurant owners and bar owners going through some tough times right now with limited patronage. Edward Seiten is his name. He owns a plane, and he's had a lot of off time as of late. And so he has been helping one-off hospitality and coordinating flights with pilots and paws to rescue dogs from being euthanized. So he will transport dogs across the country.
Aww.
On his plane? Just his personal little...
On his personal plane.
Look at that.
And make sure that these dogs live and make sure that they get to families around the Midwest.
That's so far, nice.
He's flown over 40 pets just this year, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you got enough money to buy a plane. You can do a lot of stuff.
And yeah. You got enough time in quarantine.
Yeah.
Got a lot of time for pets.
Look at that.
And he's a Romanian immigrant. He's been in the country for several years now, but... has been like learning English through this and
learn to fly. Has
learning
a business,
to fly has
doing
a business.
Good.
Yeah, doing
sounds
a lot of,
like the American dream to me.
A lot of great things and
sounds like all kinds of positivity.
Right? He says flying is my happy place since the pandemic started because of the extra time I've had on my hands. I've been flying a lot more than usual, but now
I would be too.
I fly with a purpose. I feel like if you're gonna go out there and fly and waste jet fuel and whatnot going up there, you might as well do some good.
Yeah.
Right? So he's
not a waste when you're bringing a forever home to little pooch.
Right. Shout out to Edward. He's been helping out Chicago Animal Care and Control with moving those pooches around the country.
For sure. That's what's awesome. And we'd love to hear your what's awesome story. If you got one, you can share it with us. You can hit us on the Nuke, the 92.3 WIL app. Record your voice to Mic Drop. Send it right to us or at 92.3WIL.com. You can send us an email.
Casey Covers Country on 92.3 WIL.
I feel like this happens a lot. We get to talk to an artist and then a short while later they come out with this massive announcement that we wish we would have known when we talked to them.
Yeah.
We just talked to Tyler Farr last Tuesday night for Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
And yesterday he announced that he and his wife are expecting.
Hey. Oh, no. I mean, yes, congratulations. Another little Tyler Farr, guys.
Mm-hmm. A girl. A little girl.
Oh.
Yep, they announced it. They both posted and said, in one of the most stressful and challenging years of our lives, words can't express how much hope and joy we have found in this little girl, baby Farr, March 2021.
Aw. Okay,
so that won't. Will that is a COVID baby then, right? Does that fall in the pandemic?
It falls in the pandemic.
Because this will be like the generation of coronavirus.
Where we were all locked in with whoever.
COVID babies. And I don't know what
you know
they're
how it was
them,
going down. 9 months later.
Yeah.
Except there was like a 6 month period where we were all locked down. So anything in the next year is going to be potentially.
That's true.
But Tyler Farr, you're right. We did just talk to him. I didn't know he was even married, first off.
Mm-hmm.
Second, Tyler Farr, girl dad.
Girl dad, yeah,
you
right?
See, can you imagine being the guy to come home? Hey, I'm here to pick up your daughter for homecoming. Tyler Farr?
Yeah.
Tyler Farr? Well, Tyler Farr, who we met for the first time taking a bath in the Hoozah, Tyler Farr.
Mm-hmm.
That's a legitimate story. He showed up to play a show and saw the river and went and gave himself a redneck bath. And as we walked up, is that Tyler Farr in the water?
Yep, there he is.
Taking a bath.
There's all of Tyler Farr.
Yeah, that's all you need to know about Tyler Farr right there. So
anyway.
Glad that his wife's involved.
If you want to see that whole announcement and the photos, they have their first like pregnancy photos up. That's on the 92.3 WIL Facebook page.
The Big Three Stories on 92.3 WIL.
All election ads will be temporarily banned once the polls close. Facebook said earlier this month it will do the same.
Google wants to cut down on the confusion about next week's election results. And Facebook also joining in on this. They're, among others, preparing in case a winner is not decided on November 3rd. The outcome could take days or weeks.
In case.
To the surge of mail-in ballots. I really wish that they would just do the political ads thing, like ban it now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if a political attack ad is going to sway your vote right now.
I don't know either.
You know what I mean?
And like I said, I assume it's for, like, I hate to call it the undercard, but, like, judges and various court clerks and county clerks and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Those are the ads that you see nonstop.
Nonstop. YouTube will start adding warning labels on Election Day as well. They are going to alert viewers the results may not be final. The labels will be under election-related videos and at the top of search results. They're trying to prevent the spread of misinformation as well, with concerns it could take days or weeks to declare a winner. So I feel like with great power comes great responsibility.
Yes,
and obviously
all the
social platforms, your Twitter, Facebook, Google.
Places where people go
YouTube.
For news these days.
Yeah, a lot of those will have a bunch of warnings all over them.
They have an obligation to public service now. They didn't know it. They were like, we'll be photos and emojis.
They're also on trial today.
Yep. Yeah, welcome.
Talking about misinformation and monopolizing and all that kind of stuff. So
it's going
to
be great.
Let's get to good news. A new discovery in Australia. What do I have growing in my basement, guys?
A lot of coral.
Coral!
Yeah.
So Australia's Great Barrier Reef, the Schmidt Ocean Institute, says they have found a detached coral reef this month taller than most buildings in America.
Oh, wow. So it's like a living coral reef that's still...
Yes, they said it's as tall as the Empire State Building in New York. Wow. So think about that in the ocean, and the whole thing is just filled with coral, which is good news because there's been so much bleaching and so many bleaching events that have happened over the past several years, especially in Australia. This is good news. It looks like it's a thriving reef. And
the coral colonies there have been threatened a lot.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
A lot of people don't know Remy's basement is full of water, and he uses it to grow corals. He has been single-handedly trying to save Australia's coral reefs.
Yes, yes.
But this is huge news.
This is huge news. This is great stuff. I think, and it's one of my bucket list things to go dive the Great Barrier Reef and just see it. Hopefully it's still there whenever I get a chance to do that. But I think that I will definitely cry in my mask when I see that.
It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. It's just one of those nature's wonders, right? These amazing creatures.
It looks like the world.
Looks like an alien life form underneath the water. But I could go on, and I won't.
But you can find his YouTube channel and see all about it.
Yeah, if you want to. Check out the big three stories. They're on the website. That's 923wil.com. I should probably...
go to bed. Sounds pretty good. That's straight from their YouTube channel. I'm not lying.
Hey guys, bust out the high notes.
High quality broadcast happening right here. Thank you, YouTube. It's Mason and Remy, 92.3 WIL. Yeah, they uploaded a acoustic version of that song to their YouTube channel if you want to go see that. Pretty cool. They sound great. And it looks like it was recorded from wherever they did their performance of... that song for CMT Awards.
Last week. They were out, like, camping. They looked like they were camping in the backyard or something.
Yeah, they were out in a bunch of different locations, and I think a few farms and a few fields, and they were just recording. It looks like they said set up a couple of mics and get that song too. I like it.
Sounds great in nature.
They do sound good. That's Dan and Shay here with Mason and Remy. We're on the way out. Today has been an insane day, and you don't know why.
But what's going on?
You will know tomorrow. Because Garth and Trisha are going to join us on the show. Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood are going to join us tomorrow morning just before 7, like right around the 7 o'clock hour. We had a Zoom call with them. It's one of those things where it's like, hey, they're going to call in the middle of the show. And you go, okay.
We'll make it work.
And then we had a couple other interviews today as well, which you'll hear, I'm sure, coming up. But it's just been a busy day here behind the scenes that you haven't had a chance to see. So we're all off and discombobulated as far as time goes. But again, Garth and Trisha will join us tomorrow on the show right around 7 o'clock. Look for that as well at 92.3 WIL on Facebook. We'll have to upload that video.
Yeah.
Also, Remy's suspicions continue as he says that he knows something. He's keeping a secret. But he says that we are keeping a secret. Very accusatory. Lots of accusations flying around today.
I just want someone to dig deep for some morals and values.
What are you saying?
Neither one of us have any idea what he's talking about.
You don't have morals and values? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's more we don't have a clue what you're talking about than it is whatever you're accusing us of. If we knew what that was, we might be able to respond to it.
I think you do.
But he says that he will not let us know unless we let him know.
I give you till Monday.
Till Monday, yeah. So we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I'm planning regular days until then.
I'm actually really curious today.
I am too. Yeah.
Well, this will be fun for everybody. Okay.
All right. And then that's it, right? And then
I think that's it.
Like I said, Garth and Trisha tomorrow. If you missed anything from the show, go back and catch the podcast, whether it's Casey Covers Country, Remy's Big Three Stories, Celebrity Garbage, Sparts, all of it, 923wil.com. You can find us. We're actually right there in the app if you download our app. All right. Have a good Wednesday. See you tomorrow.
Find Mason and Remy today. Follow us at Mason and Remy on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.